is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we conclude the series, Could You Take a Chance on Me? We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Cody Johnson with, I Can't Even Walk Without You Holding My Hand. After which, we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
Thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but now I can't without you holding my hand. I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Oh Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high, valleys too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. Oh Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I think I'll make Jesus all in all. And if I'm in trouble, on his name I'll call. If I didn't trust him, I'd be less of a man. 'Cause Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Oh Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too got you holding my hand. Oh, Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
You know, God loves the humble. He loves, when you realize that in you is nothing good, you're on your way, my friends. You're on your way. I mean, to be humble, to be obedient, and just, you know, just to say, Lord, I'm so sorry. I'm just a sorry person. That'd not be good. It may incredibly bring you a pardon. It says, let the wicked, that's right, the wicked, forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. Are you wicked? He said, boy, I've done some wicked things in my life. Well, now's your opportunity. You can forsake your way. And how about this? The unrighteous man has terrible thoughts. You know you've got terrible thoughts, or do you? Maybe you have sexual sin in your life. Are you thinking all the time? Are you watching pornography and all kind of junk like that? And you're unrighteous. Well, you can return to God, and he will have mercy upon him. Isn't that great? God will have mercy, and he will abundantly pardon. I mean, think about it. He will have mercy, and he will abundantly pardon. That's it. Think about that. Wow. Now you say, well, why should he? I'm a louse. I've lied. I've cheated. I'm just a louse. I'm no good. Well, you're probably not. Well, then that's an opportunity for God to work, it seems to me. It says, God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Wow. He's thinking something different than me. He's thinking he can save me. That's pretty powerful, isn't it? For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Oh, God, he's thinking at a very high level. You can't even reach up to that. All you can do is pray to him, and he'll reach down to you. It says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. I believe people can get saved just from quoting the Bible. Just the words that I told you. You could tell God, God, I read in your word. It says here that you will have mercy upon me. You will abundantly pardon me. And you know what? God says, that's right. I will. Because his word will not return void. It's powerful. It's sharp. It cuts. And you'll be amazed. It shall accomplish that which I please. That's what God says. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. God sent this word to you. If you're listening to this today, God sent this word to you. He's going to pardon you. He's going to have mercy on you. And if you say he can't do that, I'm too wicked. Well, you just denied God. You just said, God, you're not able to save me. Who are you to say that to God? That's pretty strange, isn't it? It'll prosper in whatever he wants it to do. For ye shall go out with joy, verse 12, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all of the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Have you ever seen trees clap their hands? Well, I haven't really. But I've sort of seen them sing a little bit, haven't you? You just listen very closely. You're out in the woods by yourself, and the winds are going. You can sort of hear them singing. Oh, maybe that's what it's talking about here. Think about that. You know, Donald Trump is an interesting man, isn't he? And I've seen the way he operates. I'm very impressed, I must tell you. Now, I don't trust any politician I'm watching very close. Who knows? But, you know, I think the man's being led by the Lord. And a lot of people are writing to me and saying, Tex, America has a chance again. God is giving America another chance. Now, before, I thought America was gone. Well, we need to secede from this crummy country. All these horrible people, Hillary Clinton and all this Pizzagate and all these terrible things going on to our little children. And I mean, everybody's saying F you, and the language is terrible, and the movies are horrible. And, oh, what a sick, devastating, sinful nation we're in, my friends. God's given up on us. That's what I said. But, you know, I think I was wrong. And then Trump comes. Now, Trump seems to have his faults, but don't we all? Don't a lot of us have faults? Has he sinned more than you and I? And when he got up there and he talked to the black people, and I listened to him very carefully, and he said to the black people, he noted how poor they were and how there was so much crime going on in their neighborhoods and little kids were being slain in the streets. And he said, give me a chance. What have you got to lose? I can fix it. You know, I know that's just a man talking to people, but I listen to those, and that's what God says to us, isn't it? Give me a chance. Give God a chance. You tried to do things yourself. You couldn't make it. You couldn't do it. Well, give God a chance. What have you got to lose? Trump told the people. I can fix it. That's what God says. Maybe God's speaking through Trump in a strange sort of way. Maybe. And you know, I think the blacks are beginning to listen to him. I was watching last night, and they had a pastor on, a black pastor, and the old football star, Jim Brown, was there on the Hannity show on Fox News. And Jim Brown, he was a big liberal, and I saw him before about 10 years ago, and he was dressed up looking like some black freak, and he was, you know, he was sort of a Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton type of guy. But now he says, I love Trump. I love Donald Trump. Really? And many blacks are saying that. And many voted before, and about 96% had voted for Obama, but quite a few actually voted for Trump. Trump said to him, vote for me. Give me a chance. What have you got to lose? They were being treated like dirt, have been treated like dirt. They're given all these welfare payments. If you think that's good, then okay, great. But it's not. Trump knew that's not good. They want jobs. He said, I can fix it. God's a great fixer. Think about that, my friends. Now, I was listening to this song. Wanda had played it in. What's that song, Over the Rainbow? Jerry Lee Lewis sang this song, Over the Rainbow. And I was listening to that song. It's a pretty song. You know, the old standard, you know, Wizard of Oz song, Over the Rainbow. Very pretty. And I said, that's a pretty song, Wanda. That's really nice. She said, well, I heard it on the radio, too, and I thought it was pretty, too. Now, Jerry Lee Lewis has sort of a bad reputation. He's had young wives, and I don't know, he's done them wrong and all that. And then after that song, I was going to flip it, and I was going to listen to it again on the tape player. And then, bingo, another song came on by Jerry Lee Lewis. Now, this was a number one country hit. I'd never heard it before, but I listened to it. And just like Donald Trump, I thought, well, this is what God hears a lot of. And I think God could be very receptive to this message. Now, I want to play you that song today. Jerry Lee Lewis. You may say, why is Tex playing that worldly song? Well, you tell me if it's worldly, okay? I think the words must be written by somebody who is crying out and said, could you take a chance on me? Could you give me a chance? If you'll give me a chance, I promise to be the man that I should be. Please, give me another chance. I was thinking, you know, a lot of people cry that prayer out. Now, maybe he was crying out to his girlfriend. Maybe he was crying out to his wife. I don't know. Or maybe it was just words just to make money from the music, but it was a beautiful song. Now, Jerry Lee Lewis has a beautiful talent from God. And I know, well, God can use this song. I'm going to play this song for my people. I'm going to see what they think. My people are very perceptive. They want to be blessed. So I'm going to play that song for you today. Let's just see. Tell me what you think about it as a song of a man seeking forgiveness. Tell me, does this strike you as something you might cry out? Now, a few words might change, but isn't this what we have all at one time or another cried out to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Could you take a chance on me?
Yep, I promise you to straighten up and put my life in order. If I swear to you, woman, on bending knees, I won't hurt you again. If I become the kind of man that you want me to be, the good Lord knows I've done you wrong. I've asked Him to forgive me. Deep inside I think He would, darling, if you could do the same. If I could take back all the things that caused woman, for hurting you. But God, can't you see I'm sorry? If you were only mine again, I'd make it up to you. But my past keeps blinding you. If you could only see, think about it, darling.
Well, praise God. In chapter 61 of Isaiah, we see the passages that Jesus actually said. These are words that Jesus said. He went into the synagogue and He spoke these words. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn." Think about that, my friends. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Are you bound? Are you in prison? A prison of your own device? Are you brokenhearted? Do you need liberty? Well, Jesus said He's come to bring liberty to the captives. I think that's what forgiveness is all about. Now, not only for you, but you've got to forgive others. You know, that's in the Lord's Prayer, isn't it? You forgive those who have debts against you just as they forgive you. It's part of the golden rule. I was reading Matthew chapter 18, verse 21. And Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? That's why the Jews said, you know, you should forgive your brother even if he comes to you seven times and asks for forgiveness. But Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Wow. You got to keep forgiving and forgiving, don't you? It never stops. Well, if he's sincere, keep forgiving. When you forgive somebody, my friends, something happens inside of you. Something great happens. You're forgiven yourself. And Jesus then went on to give a parable of a servant whose master called him in and said, you owe a big debt to me, thousands of talents. You owe this debt, pay it, or else I'll send you to the debtor's prison. And the man said, Lord, Master, and he got on his knees and said, please forgive me, I have no money to give you. And the master had compassion on him. And he said, I forgive you every penny. I forgive you. And the man went out, forgiven. But then that same man called in his servant. And he said, you owe me money. Pay me now or I'll send you to the debtor's prison. And the man said, Master, I have no money to give you. Please don't send me away. I know I will send you away. And he called for the guards and they sent them. They took the man and they put him in chains and they took him away to prison. He had been given forgiveness, but he wouldn't give it out to others. And then the master heard about it. Oh, the big master. You know who I'm talking about. And he called in that servant again and he said, I forgave you of every cent that you owed me. I had compassion on you. And when you left my presence, you were forgiven. But then you turned around and did this to your own servant and put him in prison. You would not forgive him. I'm going to punish you. I'm going to take you away to prison and you will pay every cent. And he did. He paid and he paid. And Jesus said, that's the way God is. And that's what God requires of you and me. Forgive others as we would have them to forgive us. That's forgiveness. Will you take a chance on God today? I want to ask you this last question. I told you I was going to reserve a little bit of time. We're here, we're trying to do good. And we've got a big mission. We're trying to clean up America. And I'm telling you, everything we've been talking about for 30 years is coming true today. People know there is a conspiracy. The media are rigged. Everything we've told you is true. And we're going to keep telling people. We're going to keep preaching. We're going to keep talking to people about the truth, about Jesus Christ, and about the conspiracies, and so forth. And I want to ask a question of you. Could you take a chance on me, Tex Mars? What have you got to lose, my friends? I'm going to keep rooting for Jesus Christ. I'm going to keep pushing, but we need your help. We need your help. If you can help us, please do so. We need your love gifts. We need your offerings. And we need, most of all, your prayers.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.